my name is Amanda, and this is my first session with Tia. She was referred to me by Jackson Cyborg, where she was diagnosed with PTSD. Hi, Tia.
Hi.
I'm Amanda. Nice to meet you. So, do you know why you're here?
Yeah. I drank myself into, I was probably passed out about 3 or 4 hours last week. I was taken to the hospital where I was in the ER, and then I was there for maybe 24 hours, and I decided to admit myself into a psychiatric ward.
Okay. So, do you know what was the reason why you had been drinking?
Well, I'm an Army vet. I joined the Army when I was 18 because basically everybody in my family does. So I felt kind of pressured to, and I didn't really want to. And then I went to Afghanistan, and I experienced things that I believe nobody should experience. So I was in Afghanistan for 8 months, and then I came back to America. I lived on a base in Georgia for 3 years, and then I have gotten honorable discharge because I got sick. Well, that's what they think, but a lot of it had to do with me just experiencing flashbacks and stuff like that. So, but when I was in the psychiatric ward, I did get diagnosed with PTSD, which I thought I had, but I just didn't want to diagnose myself with it.
Okay. So what I hear you saying is, like, basically because of the flashbacks, you were drinking.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you still having the flashbacks now that you've been discharged from psych?
Being there helped me. I was only there for 3 days,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, I feel a little bit better, but who's to say I'm not going to go home tonight and have these flashbacks again? I've been experiencing them for a while now, but
okay.
It's just gotten worse.
Did they give you medication?
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
Are you taking it?
Yep, I know I have a sleeping medication, and I think I have something for anxiety, maybe.
Okay.
Nice, but that's about it.
And you're still having the...
Yeah, I've only been on them a few days. So
can you tell me, like, a little bit about what happens during the flashbacks?
So when I was in Afghanistan, I was in an area with lots of women and children. And I typically don't disclose what I've seen. That's just, you know, an unsaid thing in the army. But I witnessed a few killings, and I was part of a killing, not to a woman or a child, but I did help kill somebody,
okay.
Which I had no choice but to do. I didn't want to.
Okay. So you think about?
I have flashbacks of the entire thing from the beginning to the end, and I even have flashbacks of just even when I was in the village, what the woman went through,
okay.
And then the killing that I was part of.
So when you were drinking, would that kind of make it go away? Or?
Yeah, I typically, me and a few of my buddies, like, we've all experienced the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to the bar, and one beer leads to 10 beers, and then 10 beers leads to bad shots, and then I'm passed out. But when I drink, I don't think about anything because I'm unable to. So I drink myself basically to sleep about 5 days a week.
Are you still drinking now that you've been discharged and on medications?
No, I guess you could say I'm 4 days sober because this is my fourth. I went to the hospital and then I'm here, so.
And so are the medications helping?
Not yet, not that much, maybe a little.
It may take a couple of weeks.
I think I've slept better the past 2 days, but.
That's about it.
Yeah, I don't really like medication, but if anything helps, it's fine.
Okay. So what kind of support system do you have? Do you have a roommate or family members nearby?
Well, my roommate is the one who found me when I was passed out. I think I had been unconscious maybe 45 minutes, but I know I had been on the floor a few hours. She was in the Navy. I met her at a bar. We became pretty good friends. She's my good friend. My parents are very disappointed in my choices. Since I got honorable discharge, it's an embarrassment to them, so I don't really have that. I have a brother who, he's pretty good for supporting me.
Okay.
He's worried about me.
Are you currently working?
Well, I can't keep a job because...
The flashbacks?
That and just the drinking.
Okay.
I was working a retail job for like a year since I got discharged. discharged, and then recently I got fired.
Okay.
So I've been out of a job 2 months now.
Okay. Do you think you might would like a referral to the local job agency that can maybe help you? And then one other thing, I was thinking maybe to send you to Alcoholics Anonymous for the drink.
Yeah,
because it helps to be around, you know, others who've experienced the same thing.
Yeah, I'm interested in that.
Okay, all right. Anything? Any other problems besides the flashbacks and the drinking?
Just that I feel like I don't have a way of I can't relate to my parents. I guess like that's one of my concerns. I think I also drink not just because of the flashbacks, but because I have parents who are so disappointed in me.
Do they say bad things to you or mean things?
Well, ever since I got on the discharge docket, I honestly don't really speak to them. My mom, she'll call me every once in a while, but my father is very disappointed.
Do you talk to your mom on the phone?
I talk to her, but it's just, are you alive, literally? Like, because she knows that I drink a lot. She doesn't care. I don't think she truly cares because they're just embarrassed.
Okay. So maybe we could bring her one day if she would be willing to come to session with you.
If
you want to keep coming.
If she sees that I'm making an effort, then yeah, I think she'd be interested.
Okay.
She only lives like 30 minutes away. She would come.
Okay. So do you have a lot of neighbors other than your roommate? Do you guys live in an apartment?
I live in a cul-de-sac, I guess. Like, there's townhouses, like a circle. But it's mostly children and families.
Okay. So your only friend where you live is your
roommate? Yeah.
Okay. Do you get out much?
When I have a job, I have friends at work, but
okay.
I think a lot of them were just, we didn't have much in common. So the only thing I did was go to the bar.
Okay.
The bar is a little down the street from my house, so I can go anytime I want, and they all want me there.
Okay. Let's go back to what you were telling me about your parents.
Mm-hmm.
How does that make you feel that your dad would talk to you and your mom just checks on you?
I'm not shocked about my dad. I did enlist when I was 18, but I didn't do it like right after high school like he wanted. So that was the first time he was disappointed. I was almost forced into joining the army. And he was happy. But while I was in Afghanistan, and I would write letters home, I would tell him what's going on and how I feel, and he never said anything. So then I realized maybe I'll just distance myself from him. It makes me upset that my own father doesn't support me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I understand. But does it make you have any, how do you think of yourself because of that?
I would say I think of myself as pretty low. Like, I don't think I'm worthless, but I know I can change my life around, but maybe if I had a better support system, it would be easier. If I had a mom who constantly came over and held my hand, mm-hmm. I would feel better. And my dad too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it makes you kind of sad.
Yeah.
Do you think when you get sad, the flashbacks come on more, or is it just you can't really judge when it comes on?
I would say mostly almost every other night, you do have flashbacks. And I get shortness of breath, just anxiety in general. I've been living with it for a couple of years now, so.
So now, since you're not drinking, what are you doing when the flashbacks come on, instead of going to get alcohol?
Well, I'm in the psychiatric ward, so I just kind of take a deep breath, and I kind of close my eyes, and it helps a little bit, and force myself to sleep.
Okay. So does it help to get rid of the flashback?
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
Okay. So what I want to do is I want to try something to give you a homework assignment. It's called mindfulness.
Okay.
First, let's just try breathing because I feel like we should start there.
Mm-hmm. So, that helps me sometimes.
Yeah. So I want you to close your eyes and just take a deep breath in through your nose. Count to four. our goals are for you to try that, and then you want to follow up next week with me. Okay, we'll make you an appointment for next week, and then we'll discuss how the exercise is going, and then I'll let you decide if you think maybe getting your mom involved in sessions might help with your treatment process.
Yes, I'm the one. That's good.
Okay. Any other goals that you want to work on?